The Tasmanian Masters Games on the 20th to the 23rd of October, there's no way they're not going ahead now because 25 sports have indicated that they are definitely going to be involved in it. The president of the Tasmanian Masters Games is Steve Martin, who joins me now. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Martin.
And this is a milestone in the event because you've got a solid commitment now from 25 sports to say that they are going to run parts of the games for you.
That's correct. It's been a short journey, but a very strong journey from the sports coming on board, signing a memorandum of understanding that's making a commitment to run a tournament or a meet for those dates for the Tasmanian Masters Games. So really strong platform to now move forward and to create this event.
So basically the sports organise their own tournament as part of the Masters Games, really?
Well, that's it. Each sport has the opportunity to provide and conduct their own tournament, such as if it's basketball. You have a different age group for the Masters, so if you might be aged between, say, 40 and 60, you might be in a competition with other teams of that same age group, and it's run by the local basketball association, who then keeps whatever revenue that results from the Masters, so they make a buck on the side as well. So that's really good for the local basketball and other sporting organisations.
Okay, so they'll be securing the venues, they'll be getting the officials organised, and I guess some of their own volunteers up to a point, but there'll still be a central HQ, for want of a better word, for the games itself. Are we likely to see something like any sort of an opening or closing ceremony at all?
There will be a welcome ceremony, which is scheduled for the Friday night of the games. I think that's the 21st, from memory, and that'll be held in the Devonport area. There's more details on that to come forward, but it's where we'll invite all the participants in this sport to come and enjoy the offerings of the Northwest Coast and the region itself, and to kick off a wonderful weekend of sport and socialisation.
At this stage, six municipalities involved: Burnie, Central Coast, Devonport, Latrobe, Kentish and West Tamar. I think you're going to have wood chopping at Exeter, which is fantastic. But you've had a bit of interest from other councils around the state to say, hey, look, you know, we know it's in the northwest this year, but maybe in years to come, can we have it in our part of Tasmania? So there's a lot of interest in it, isn't there?
There is, and it reinforces the effort too, Martin. I mean, with Kerry Vincent from the Mayor of Sorrel and the Mayor of Breaker Day, Mick Tucker, received phone calls from the both interested in perhaps staging a future Masters Games. So that tells us that it is the Tasmanian Masters Games, and that also adds weight to the grant applications we've put in, as well as asking the major party for the federal election to make a commitment for some seed funding to get these games up and going.
Yeah, I guess the reason the Northwest Coast is going to host the first one, probably based on the success of the Australian Masters Games here in 2017, we had over 3,000 visitors and it was absolutely huge, and we know we can do it, so that's why we're doing it now. But I think the idea of moving it around the regions every 2 years has got a lot of merit when you think about it.
Well, it has, and it depends on the support, I suppose, of local councils as well when we're looking for expression of interest, if they can come on board and assist in a way, whether it be financially, the clubs, or for the Tasmanian Masters Games themselves. It certainly adds strength to get this games up and running in their region, and to have the huge benefits of not only just sports tourism, but the health benefits and the education benefits, and even the volunteerism that might actually help boost the local clubs. So there's a lot to it, and it's all positive.
It is indeed. Now, with the Australian Masters Games, when they were here in 2017, we saw some unusual sports. They don't have to be Olympic sports or Commonwealth Games sports. In fact, any sport is eligible. But we saw things like stationary rowing, where people actually competed on rowing machines in gyms. Is there anything a little bit weird and wonderful coming with the Tasmanian Masters Games yet?
I wouldn't say weird and wonderful.
Different, I think. Different.
Pickleball will be one. That's gathering pace. We certainly have all ability sports. We're going to have wheelchair basketball, which I think will be exciting, and boccia. So that's the same as or a version of the bocce, where those who have mobility issues use a ramp to let the ball go down into the position that they want it to. And that will be a state championship held at the same time.
Wow.
And at the moment, it's going to be held in Ulverston. So, and we have show jumping, wood chopping, which I don't think was in the Australian Masters Games. So a variety of things. And we've also got other sports that still haven't come back to us, such as sailing, judo, and endurance riding has indicated they're interested in it, but we have to wait for the committees to mull it over. So we could include additional sports, including endurance racing, judo, sailing, and build it up to maybe even reach the 30.
Yeah, that'd be great. And when you talk about endurance riding, we're talking about endurance horse riding, of course, because there's all sorts of things you can ride, but in this case it happens to be horses.
Yes, it'll be a question, Martin, yes. So that they're all considering it and hopefully come back with a positive outcome and join in what will be a tremendous games, seeing that we've only just started really pushing buttons late December last year, and to get this reception and commitment, it's been tremendous, and it shows, demonstrates there is a want for these types of events. So we've just got to hope that the federal major parties get on board. There is a precedent. They did support the Australian Masters Games. They have the opportunity to support this Tasmanian Masters Games. So I put the call out them to them again. Come on board. We haven't asked for much, certainly not as much as what they gave to the Australian Masters Games. And 25 to 30 sports should be a strong indication that they should get on board.
Yeah, it's all very exciting. We look forward to hearing more about it soon, but thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks very much, Martin.